And good afternoon and welcome everyone to Malacca, where a light mist falls here as the captains, coaches, and umpires going over the ground rules, and we'll be set for softball here on a soggy Monday afternoon. Hello everyone, Rick Grammond with you here from Malacca High School. A little bit late getting started, but it looks like we will get things going here very shortly here as the Wolves, with a record of 8-5, coached by Randy Johnson, take on the Pioneers as Hans Horning and squad look to pick up win number one, 0-15 on the season. So Pierce and Malacca, a lot of red and black on the field here today as we are set to go. Wolves will be in the first base dugout and Pierce just to my right in the third base dugout. We'll meet the teams when we come back. It's Pierce Malacca softball here on You Are There Sports.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker's Screen.
All right, welcome back to Malacca, where we're ready to go as warming up out on the pitching rubber is Hannah Johnson. She'll be hurling today for Malacca. And the batting order for the Pioneers leading off will be shortstop Shelby Bozer, batting second and catching today, Brianna Meyer. Caitlin Watashik will be the designated player. She'll bat for third baseman Claire Reardon this afternoon. Batting fourth at first base will be Kendra Fisher. Hitting fifth and right, Alyssa Gall. The pitcher, Hannah Call, will bat sixth today, followed by second baseman Elizabeth Carson. And then in the eighth spot, center fielder Sammy Gross, and batting ninth in left, Megan Kapsner. So here we go, Pierce and Malacca. And Shelby Bozer stands in. And Hannah Johnson ready to deliver the first pitch of this softball game this afternoon. Busy week, final week of the regular season for the Pioneers. And the first pitch about to be delivered to the right-handed hitting Shelby Bozer, and we're underway, and it's a swing and a miss. 3:48 first pitch. Shelby, then Brianna Meyer and Caitlin Watashik against Johnson here. Everybody kind of dressed up with jackets and sweatshirts today as another swing and miss. Couple of good fastballs so far from Shelby, or to Shelby Bozer, and it's a quick 0-2 count. Johnson, a right-hander. And we'll set the Malacca defense for you very shortly. Here's the two strike off speed and high. So Johnson pitching. Milena Sikink is the catcher. Around the infield at first, Mackenzie Horrigan. Up high again, 2-2. Second base, Rachel Earhart. Shortstop, Alex Plager. And at third, Kaylee Rothenberg. Olivia Krotz in left. Here's the next pitch. Fouled away. Good cut by Shelby. Still two balls, two strikes. Christina Logering in center. And Paige Quaintance out in right. 2-2 to Shelby Bozer, leading off the ball game here at Malacca today. And the wind and the pitch low. And it's a full count now to Shelby. Right-handed hitting senior shortstop. And the 3-2 pitch coming from Johnson to Bozer. Wind. Ball four. Good at-bat. Shelby takes a leadoff walk. Showing good patience up there after falling behind 0-2. And now the catcher, Brianna Meyer, will bat. So the lead runner aboard for the Pioneers. Johnson wants a new softball. That'll be the main task of kids in the dugout today, is have a towel handy and keep balls dry. As Hannah Johnson walks Shelby Bozer to start things off. So here's Brianna Meyer, the catcher now. And the wind and the pitch, and there goes Shelby, throw to second, and she is out at second. Shelby caught stealing by Malena Sickink. So there's one gone, and the leadoff walk taken care of just like that. And now with the bases empty, Meyer will try and put the ball in play here against Hannah Johnson. Swinging a foul, straight back and out of play. You know, it's not that cold out. It's just the moist conditions here. It can handle the temperatures. You can probably hear a little bit of a breeze here, blowing straight in here at Malacca. Malacca right field acquaintance creeping in shallow. That one skips to home plate. On deck, Caitlin Wytoszek for the Pioneers here in the first. I would expect this is what we're going to get weather-wise. There's a pop-up. It's going to get back onto the tennis courts, and that's an ace. For strike two to Brianna Meyer. A leadoff walk. Shelby then thrown out trying to steal. Way up at third is Rothenberg, the Malacca third baseman. Fastball grounded. This will be a play for the shortstop. Plager on to first for out number two. Meyer grounding to short. Two down. And Caitlin Wytoszek batting third and DHing today for designated player for third baseman Claire Reardon. And she'll try and start a two-out rally here in the top of the first. Johnson throws it, and a swing and a miss, so one. One strike to Caitlin Wytoszek. Johnson winds and delivers its foul down the line in right. It's going to get out of play onto the netting of the batting cage down the right field line. Two strikes to Wytoszek. If Caitlin reaches, Kendra Fisher is due up. Two-strike delivery, low. One and two. Visible wet mist here in Malacca today. The 1-2 pitch from Johnson off speed and knocked foul. Threw a changeup up there, and Caitlin just got a piece of it. Still one and two to the senior. And Johnson will get a new softball. Anytime that rolls through the grass, they're likely to just change him out here and try and keep him dry as possible. Coach Randy Johnson over there instructing her girls to keep him dry. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball, and the Pioneers are retired in the top of the first. They get a leadoff walk, but three minimum batters face Johnson in the first. No runs, no hits. No runners left on base. We'll meet the Malacca batting order for the bottom of the first. When we come back to Malacca on You Are There Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
Back at Malacca, where Hannah Call gets ready to start her warm-up tosses, as she'll be the starting pitcher for the Pioneers today. The sophomore will be working with Brianna Meyer, her catcher. Kendra Fisher at first base, Elizabeth Carson at second, Shelby Bozer at short, and Claire Reardon at third base. Pioneers in the outfield go Megan Kapsner, Sammy Gross, and Alyssa Gall from left to right. Here's the Malacca batting order. Leading off in center, Christina Logering. Batting second is their shortstop, Alex Plager. And hitting third at second, Rachel Earhart. Pitcher Hannah Johnson will back cleanup. Then Mackenzie Horrigan, the first baseman. Paige Quaintons will bat sixth and play right field. Catcher Malena Sikic hits seventh. Third baseman Kaylee Rothenberg batting eighth. Batting ninth is the left fielder, Olivia Crott. So the bottom of the first here sends up left-handed hitting center fielder Christina Logering. No score, and Hannah Call prepares to hurl her first pitch of this soggy afternoon. Logering, a lefty up there, stands up in the box, and Hannah takes the sign and goes into the wind, and the pitch in for strike one. Hannah Call facing Logering. Outfield straight away. Scoreboard out in left. There's a pop and back it out of play up against the fence. So Hannah's ahead. No balls, two strikes. Facing her first batter with Alex Plager on deck. And the wind in. That one is up high. 1-2. 1-2. That front foot of Logering right on that front chalk line. So she is way up on the box. And that one low. 2-2 now. Piers and Malacca. And that one is high. Full count. Malacca red jerseys, black pants with Wolves in script lettering in black across the front. Pioneers in all black. And Hannah now with a 3-2 pitch. And Logering lines it into the glove of Reardon at third. Nice play by Claire Reardon. And that's the way the bottom of the first starts, with a line out to third. One away. As Hannah Call registers an out. And now the shortstop, Alex Plager. Another lefty. And that one just missed outside. Ball one. Looked like Plager shortened up. Maybe tried to push a bunt to the left side. She is a left-handed hitter. Kendra Fisher comes up. Well up at first base. And there's another show of bunt. And that one is high for ball two. Rachel Earhart will hit next for Malacca. One away, bottom of the first. As Hannah Call winds and delivers. Swing a little looper, and Bozer's got that at short. Shelby with a basket catch and two outs. So a couple of line drives to the left side of the infield by left-handed hitters. And Hannah's off to a good start, two away. And here's the second baseman, Rachel Earhart. She taps, and that hit her in the batter's box, so that's a foul ball. One strike, another lefty. The pitcher, Hannah Johnson, would hit next. Two down, bases empty, first inning, and Call winds, delivers, and there's a roller to Reardon up with it, throws, and that sails over Kendra's head. And there goes Earhart, and she will go in standing at second. A little roller, and that ball sailed on Claire over Kendra's head. And that'll get the pitcher, Hannah Johnson, to the plate. So a runner at second. That throw may have been, that's going to be a factor for everybody today, getting a grip on that ball to throw it. Johnson, the first righty. And she takes it upstairs from Hannah Call, the sophomore. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second, two outs for Malacca, trying to strike in the first. And that pitch is high, 2-0. Mackenzie Horrigan on deck. Here's the pitch and a changeup swung on, and it got away. They're going to try for third, and the runner scoots back to second. Earhart came halfway to third on a pitch that was blocked by Meyer, and she retraced her steps. 2-1 now to Johnson. Call winds, zips it in, and that's ruled low, 3-1. Scoreless here in Malacca, the pitch. Swing and she knocks it foul. Chase ball four up in the zone there, and should be a full count now to Johnson. Alyssa Gall shading the line out in right. Grows a shallow center. And straight away in left is Kapner, and there's one foul down the left field line. It's going to get out of play onto one of the tennis courts here. Still a full count to pitcher Hannah Johnson from Hannah Call. And the wind in the pitch, low. Ball four, and it's first and second. And we'll get a courtesy runner. This will be Becca Johnson. Courtesy running for Hannah Johnson. Two on, two outs now. Sisters? Maybe. They look like they could be sisters. So here's Mackenzie Horrigan, the first baseman. And Hannah Call delivers ball one up high. An error and a walk here in the inning after the first two batters were retired on line drive outs in the infield. The 1-0 pitch from Hannah. There's a good swing and a miss. Good pitch by Hannah Call. One ball, one strike. Reardon up at third. Shelby Bolzer at short. Lizzie Carson at second. Fisher, there's a ground ball. Knocked down by Shelby Flips and out at third. Nice play by the Pioneer infield. Shelby Bolzer saves a run possibly with a diving stop. And over to Claire Reardon for a force out. Fielder's choice, 6-5. And that's all for Malacca. No runs. No hits, an error, two left on. We've played an inning. No score between the Malacca Wolves and the Pierce Pioneers. It's softball action this afternoon right here on You Are There Sports. Top of the second is coming up next.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Pierce High School. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochures for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also
for building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Kendra Fisher leads off the second inning, taking strike one, and there's strike two. A couple of good fastballs zipped in by Hannah Johnson, the right-hander for Malacca. We're scoreless as Kendra Fisher leads off the top of the second inning. Two strikes. And a changeup on the outside corner for strike three. One away. Good location by Johnson. Got the corner. That's her second strikeout. And it'll bring up the Piers right fielder, Alyssa Gall. Two strikeouts and a walk now for Johnson. And she starts Gall off with a swinging strike, 0-1. That pitch was up in the zone. Alyssa couldn't resist. Left-handed hitter against Johnson here. Rothenberg playing up at third. There's a pitch. Comes inside. 1-1. Johnson can bring it. Ball and a strike. Johnson. Corner infielders and the pitcher wearing face masks. And there's a swing and a miss. Alyssa 1-2. Alyssa's batting. She's got to get set for this pitch. And just a little bit low. 2-2. The pitcher, Hannah Call, due up next. Here's Johnson with the 2-2 delivery. Fastball foul tipped, held by Sickink as the catcher hangs on for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. And now it'll be Hannah Call, the pitcher for Piers. Two up, two down in the second. And here's the first pitch. Johnson to Call. Good cut, but 0-1 on the swing and a miss. Johnson's right around the plate. Corner infielders are up. Here's a pitch, ground ball. This will be the shortstop on to first in time. Nice play by Plager to throw out Call, and the Pioneers are retired in their half of the second inning. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out send the Pioneers back out into the field after an inning and a half. Piers nothing and Malacca nothing.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Piers. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
All right, we're back at Malacca, one away already as leadoff batter, Paige Quantence, hit it into a third to first ground out, and then an infield single on the next pitch by Milena Sickink. So there's one on, one out as Kaylee Rothenberg, the Malacca third baseman, up there now. One strike, and Hannah Call deals. There's a bunt, good one. Hannah will have one play, throws, and got it. Good play by Hannah Call. That's, again, not going to be an easy play today. Gripping a wet softball and getting a good grip and throwing on target with the second baseman, Lizzie Carson, coming over to field. Sacrifice bunt moves Sickink to second with two outs. for Olivia Crott, the left fielder. Two outs, runner at second. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it's low, stopped by Brianna Meyer. One ball, no score. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Claire Reardon fielding one at third to start the inning. Then an infield single to the hole at shortstop by Milena Sicking. She's now at second following a bunt. Now we're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. And this looks like it is Madison Chores. One ball to Olivia Crott, the left fielder. Hannah winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. One and one. No runs and now one hit for Malacca. Here's the set and the pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop Bozer will tag the runner, and that'll end the inning. Six unassisted as Chores ran right into the out. And that's all for Malacca. No runs, one hit. There was one runner left. We've played two already. No score. Piers and Malacca in softball.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at Verizon.
Top of the third inning. We've played two scoreless so far here in Malacca. And due up for the Pioneers, it'll be second baseman Elizabeth Carson to lead it off. And then Sammy Gross and Megan Kapsner. Hannah Johnson deals, and it's bunted first baseline. There's going to be a foot race, and the throw is in time. Good play by Malacca's first baseman, Mackenzie Horrigan, who get there and throw out Carson. That'll go as a 3-4 bunt attempt by Carson. Right idea. Just the Wolves able to execute in the field. One away, and here's the center fielder, Sammy Gross. Here's the pitch. Comes inside, 1-0. Johnson has struck out three. She has walked one. She walked the very first batter she faced, Shelby Bozer. Shelby then was thrown out trying to steal by Sicking. There's a check swing. They appeal, says she didn't go. So it's 2-0 to Sammy Gross. Malacca and Piers here in the final week of the regular season. The Pioneers will have Royalton tomorrow on the road. And then a doubleheader with Rockford on the road. That one's in, 2-1. Megan Kapsner on deck. Here's the wind and the pitch. The right-hander took something off. Boy, she can change speeds. That's the whole idea of a changeup. Use that same arm speed and just take something off. And he had Sammy out in front. Two balls, two strikes now to the Pierce center fielder. Gross awaits. Johnson delivers. And it is strike three called, a knee-high changeup. And that is strikeout number four for Hannah Johnson. Two down here in the third. And it brings up the left fielder, Megan Kapsner, number nine hitter for Coach Horning. And the first pitch, Megan watches high. Sicking had to come up out of her crouch. You know, if it was sunny, 80 degrees, dry, and no wind, it would be a nice day. Here's the 1-0 pitch. High again, 2-0. Top of the order, Shelby Bozer on deck. Rothenberg up, good 5 feet at third. On the outside corner, 2-1 now. Outfield straight away for Megan Kapsner. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Becca Schlegel, and Brittany Bowles are available for coaching moves for Coach Horning today. Johnson fires another fastball on the outside corner. 2-2 now to Megan Kapsner. Johnson trying to retire the side here in order. And the senior pitch, fastball swung on and missed, and that'll be all for the Pioneers. Couple of more strikeouts for the Malacca right-hander, Hannah Johnson. She's registered 5 so far. She's gone through the order once. We're scoreless going to the bottom of the third here in Malacca.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
All right, we're back, and the first batter goes after the first pitch. That's Christina Logering, and she hits a ground ball to second baseman Elizabeth Carson, who makes the play. And just like that, one pitch, one out, and that's how the bottom of the third starts in Malacca. Hannah Call will now face Alex Plager. She lined out to the shortstop, Shelby Bozer, in the first. And that one is taken high for a ball. She'd run up on that one, anticipating possible bunt opportunity. So one away, Hannah Call has given up only an infield single so far. No hits or no runs. That one stays up for ball two. Rachel Earhart will hit next for Malacca. Bases empty, one away, bottom of the third. Malacca's had runners each inning so far, but Hannah's been able to get some big outs. That one's high again, 3-0 now. Claire Reardon and Kendra Fisher, the two corner infielders, creep way up. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Strike called. 3-1 to left-handed hitting Malacca shortstop Alex Plager. Takes a couple extra practice swings and gets back in the box. And calls 3-1 pitch. That's outside. Ball four. Second walk for Hannah. Malacca's got a runner for the second baseman, Rachel Earhart, now. Earhart hit a ground ball that was thrown away for an error in the first inning. Slow roller to third. Here's the first pitch. She runs up on it. The ball in the dirt. Going to second is Plager. It's 1-0 to Earhart with a runner in scoring position now for the Wolves. Third straight inning, they've gotten a runner to second. They have yet to get anybody to third, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Here's a bunt, and it's in the dirt, got away. And it's 2-0, pair of wild pitches. And just like that, Malacca has Alex Plager standing at third with one out. And again, it looks like it's a grip issue. But it goes both ways, so you can't really blame it. 2-0 now. To Earhart, trying to drive in the game's first run. There's a swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. There's one away, runner at third. Left-handed hitting Rachel Earhart stands up in the box. Like she's had some knee problems, a brace on her right knee. There's a swing and a little foul ball into the dirt behind home. That evens the count at 2-2. So Hannah Call trying to get out of the scoring jam here. Strikeout would be nice. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Lined into left for a run-scoring single, and Malacca is on the board. Rachel Earhart drives in the game's first run with an opposite field single, and it's 1-0. And now the pitcher, Hannah Johnson. Good piece of hitting. Just stuck the bat out and went with the pitch and into left field, played in by Megan Kapsner. A walk to Johnson, her first time up. And a strike delivered by Hannah Call to make it one strike. Runner at first. A run is in on the second Malacca hit of the afternoon. There's one in the dirt. Meyer off the end of the glove picks it up. Hustling into second without a throw is Earhart. Count is one ball, one strike. Johnson batting cleanup and pitching. And that pitch is low. 2-1. Mackenzie Horrigan is due up next. And there's one low again. Hannah's starting to struggle a little bit. 3-1. And the pitch. Rolled to the third base side. Reardon cuts it off. She'll have to hold it. No, she threw it, and they got her. Nice play. Boy, Claire Reardon was behind the circle, the pitcher's circle, when she fielded that ball. That is a nice play by Claire Reardon. Two outs. Johnson retired. And here's Mackenzie Horrigan now. Call delivers off speed, fly ball right at Megan Kapsner. She'll reach up and make the catch. That's all for Malacca, but they're on the board. They get a run on one hit, and they leave one runner on base. We've played three innings here at Malacca. We'll go to the fourth. It's now the Wolves leading the Pioneers 1-0.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Shelby Bozer leading off the fourth, 1-0 Malacca. Shelby's the only runner against Johnson. She walked to begin the game and was thrown out trying to steal. 1-0 Malacca, top of the fourth. Foul ball, good cut by Shelby Bozer, 1-2. Five strikeouts, one walk for Hannah Johnson so far. The Malacca right-hander. And the pitch, good take. 2-2, Bolzer, Meyer, Wytoszek for the Pioneers in the fourth. Here's Johnson's pitch. Little bit up, 3-2. Pioneers looking for their first hit against Johnson. And the payoff. Good at-bat, a walk, as Bolzer has walked for the second time. She's the tying run here in the top of the fourth. And it brings up the catcher, Brianna Meyer. So we'll see how the Wolves want to defend this now with the tying run aboard. Meyer at the plate. Sikic out. The catcher and home plate will be, I won't say dusted off, it'll be more like washed off here. So a sacrifice situation presenting itself here for the Pioneers, or do they let Brianna hit away, try and find a gap? Shelby runs well. So Meyer. That is a bunt, and it's fouled. couldn't get on top of it as Johnson delivered a high fastball. Those are tough to get on top of. One strike. And the set and the pitch. High and outside, and it's 1-1. Here's the wind by Johnson. And it's bunted. Good bunt. Rothenberg throws it, and what a play at first base. A scoop made by the second baseman for a putout. That looked like it was headed down the line. But it is a sacrifice. So a runner at second on the Meyer bunt. 3-4 on the play. And here's Caitlin Watashik. As I watched, I just realized Rachel Earhart, a left-handed fielding second baseman. You don't see that too often. There's a ground ball to third. Bolzer will break. The throw's off the glove at first. Bolzer's around third. She's going to score, and the Pioneers have tied the ball game. And Watashik races to second. Shelby Bolzer scores, and it's 1-1 in the go-ahead run at second base. The throw from Rothenberg off the glove of the first baseman, Horrigan. And that ball away, and here comes the runner to third. The throw not in time. It rolls behind the bag, and Watashik is now at third. 1-0 to Kendra Fisher. So the tying or the go-ahead run stands at third base for the Pioneers here in the fourth. Infield in a little bit. Here's the pitch. That one in for a strike. 1-1. Caitlin Watashik able to put the ball in play and get Shelby home with the tying run. There's a pop-up. Is there a play near the dugout? It is out of play over the dugout. First base side. Two-strike count now to Kendra Fisher. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled away. Good cut by Kendra. She's right on it. Pioneers getting some better swings on the ball here, second time through the order. 1-2 to Fisher with Alyssa Gall on deck. There's one out. Swinging another foul ball. Kendra was called out on strikes leading off the second. She's 0-for-1. Hannah Johnson ready for the two-strike pitch again. Just inside, 2-2. I'd be looking for that changeup right here. Steady dose of fastballs so far this at-bat. 2-2. Low and inside, and it's a full count. 1-1, top of four. Piers and Malacca today. Johnson gets the sign, delivers. Kendra drives it into left for a hit. Pioneers have taken the lead. Fisher, what an at-bat. An RBI single for Kendra Fisher cleanly through the left side. And Piers has taken a 2-1 lead. And now Alyssa Gall. Alyssa went down on strikes, her first time, only time up. In the dirt, gets by the catcher. There goes Kendra to second. No throw. Two-one, Pioneers. Another runner out there with one out. That one up and in. Kendra's going to try it, and she'll get there. No throw. Runner at third, one out. Let's get this run home, girls. Swing and a miss. A little faster, a little faster. Here's the ball, fouled away. Onto the tennis courts. 2-1 Piers in the fourth. That pitch sails on Johnson. Up high. Kendra Fisher at third base with one out. And there's a strike to Alyssa Gall to end the at-bat there. Called third strike. Two outs for Hannah Call. Here's the set by Johnson and the pitch. Hannah fists it out of play over the dugout first base side. Sixth Pioneer hitter of the inning. A leadoff walk came around to score on an error. And then Kendra Fisher's RBI single has Piers in front. That one's low to Hannah, 1-1. Johnson ready with Carson on deck. That one catches the inside corner, 1-2 to the right-handed hitting Hannah Call. So the Pioneers' first hit of the game is a big one. It gives them a lead here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Call, and that's all for Piers, but they're in front. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Piers 2, Malacca 1.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
Bottom of the fourth and leading off, Paige Quintance, and she fouls one off the end of the bat for strike one. The Malacca right fielder grounded out to Claire Reardon. Leading off the second, and now she leads off the fourth. It's Piers 2, Malacca 1. Hannah Call will face 6, 7, and 8 in the order, and there's one low. 1-1. No strikeouts, two walks for Hannah. She's given up a run on two hits. And the pitch. A little bit low, 2-1. On deck, Sickink the catcher, and then Rothenberg the third baseman. Two and one pitch from the sophomore Call. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Malacca has stranded four so far in the ballgame. Piers just one on. There's a ground ball through the hole left side. A leadoff single between Reardon and Bozer. And the tying run reaches with a base hit for Malacca here in the fourth. And now their catcher, Malena Sickink. Malena with a base hit in the second inning. One on, nobody out. And she bunts. This is Hannah Call picking it up, throwing to first. They get the out there. So a sacrifice. With Carson from second coming over to accept the throw. Tying run at second, one away. And stepping to the plate, Kaylee Rothenberg, the third baseman. She had a sacrifice bunt the first time up. One away. Here's the first pitch. The righty takes it up. Ball one. She's the number eight batter. And the wind, that one high again, 2-0. Rothenberg hitting 219 on the year. She's driven in a couple. Tying runs at second right now, and that one's high, 3-0. Olivia Crott is on deck. Pierce 2, Malacca 1, one out, bottom of the fourth. Here's the wind and the pitch at tie. A four-pitch walk. It does set up a force here for the infield. First and second for the left fielder, Olivia Crott. Crott hitting a buck 94. She swings through the first pitch, 0-1. She grounded out to Shelby Bozer at shortstop to end the second inning. It's dry right now. The mist has even stopped, so that pitch just moved her off the plate a little bit. 1-1. Alyssa Gall playing the line in right. Sammy Gross straight away in center. And Megan Kapsner straight away in left. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A little bit inside once more. 2-1. The top of the order, Christina Logering on deck. Paige Quaintance at second. She led off with a hit, was sacrificed up a base. Here's the pitch. Inside now, 3-1. All three misses have been inside to the right-handed hitting Olivia Crott. Got to come with a strike here. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Runners think about it. They take a step forward but then hold. And the count is full. 3-2 to Olivia Crott. Here's the pitch by Hannah Call. Swing and a roller foul. Devin Dubnik with the kick. Oh, wait, that's Coach Johnson with the save at third. Still a full count. Piers scoring two in the top of the fourth to grab the lead. 2-1 right now. Here's the payoff again. Swing and a pop-up. Bozer's got it. She will hold it. They call the infield fly rule. That's the second out. The runner at first, Rothenberg, almost got trapped, but Shelby opting, probably wisely, to hold it and just take the result of the play. There's one blocked nicely by Brianna Meyer and a pitch in the dirt, 1-0. Logering has lined out to third and grounded to second. 0-2 against Hannah Call. Here's the wind and the 1-0. High, 2-0. She represents the top of the order here for Malacca. Hannah Call delivers again. Swing, ground ball back to Hannah. Over to Kendra Fisher, and the inning's over. And the Wolves threaten but fail to score. No runs, one hit. There were two left on base. We've played four innings. Piers leading Malacca 2-1.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we get underway in the fifth inning, and on the first pitch, Lizzie Carson bunts one, but she's thrown out third to first. Second time, she's tried to bunt her way aboard, and she's 0-2. One down. Here's Sammy Gross, the center fielder. Piers up 2-1 in the fifth. And it's high for a ball. Sammy called out on strikes in the third inning. She's 0-1. 7 strikeouts, 2 walks for Hannah Johnson so far. Fastball high, 2-0. Sammy and then Megan Kapsner do up. Top of the fifth inning here at Malacca. Fastball fisted back and out of play over the umbrella crowd down the right field line. 2-1. Johnson ready. Her 2-1 pitch low. 3-1. Pioneers both runs last inning. An error and an RBI single by Kendra Fisher. And there's a walk. Sammy Gross is aboard. Third walk given up by Johnson. The other two to Shelby Bozer. So here's Megan Kapsner, the left fielder now. Megan has struck out in the ballgame. Only one at-bat so far. Infielders are way up. The corner infielder. There's into the dirt, and Gross will motor to second. A wild pitch. And it's a 1-0 count. So we're starting to get late in this game, and Coach Johnson's going to come out and visit with the Malacca infield in the pitcher circle. As the Pioneers try to tack on a big run here. They're up 2-1 in the fifth inning. Boy, even the outfielders are coming in. I haven't seen that before. Usually just the infielders come up on a visit to the pitcher, but campfire meeting in the circle. So a walk and then a wild pitch. And Sammy Gross is at second base with number 9 hitting Megan Kapsner at the plate. Piers right now with 2 runs on 2 hits. They've committed an error. Malacca a run, 3 hits. They also have committed 1 error. And the visit to the mound over. Coach Randy Johnson heads back to the dugout. Big situation here in the fifth inning. On deck batter Shelby Bozer discussing something with the umpire. Not sure what that was about, but we're ready to play softball here. 1-0 the count to Megan Kapsner. Here's the pitch. Get by Sickink. And to third goes Sammy Gross. 2 balls, no strikes to Megan now. Sammy Gross at third. Big runner out there for the Pioneers. Find a way to get her home with 1 out. Swing and a miss. 2-1 to Megan Kapsner. Swing and a miss again. 2-2. Here's the Johnson pitch. Strike 3 called outside corner with a fastball. Big out there recorded by Malacca pitcher Hannah Johnson. And here's Shelby Bozer. Bozer pops it up. I think it's going to get out of play. Yes, it will. One strike to Shelby Bozer. Awaits the pitch. And it's high. One and one. Gross at third, 2 outs, 2-1 Piers, top of the fifth. The wind in the pitch by Johnson, high. Two balls and a strike. Sammy Gross at third base. Line foul down the line and right, off the fence line. 2-2. Two Two walks and a run today for Shelby. Here's the pitch. High for ball three. Third time she's gone to a 3-2 count against Shelby Bozer. Lost her on walks each of the previous two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went around on a half swing, and that's all for the Pioneers. They can't get that run home from third with one out, but they still lead. Bottom of the fifth coming up. Pioneers 2, Wolves 1.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Your 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker's Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
Welcome back. As boy, that doesn't take long to get two outs. The first two batters on two pitches have lined out to Shelby Bozer, and there are two quick outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-1, Piers with the lead, and it's low, ball one. Alex Plager and then Rachel Earhart on the first pitch, flying out or lining out to Shelby. That's taken inside for ball two. Johnson has walked and grounded out to Claire Reardon at third base. 0-for-1 in the ball game. 2-0. She's the cleanup batter. And the pitch. Outside. Ball three. Piers, the two runs that have them in front came in the fourth on an error. And then Kendra Fisher's go-ahead RBI single. Here's the pitch to Johnson from Call. Ground ball foul. Green lighted at 3-0. Pulled it foul down the line. 3-1. Mackenzie Horrigan would hit next, the Malacca first baseman. New softball for Hannah Call as that one rolled through the grass. 3-1 pitch from Call to Johnson, a pair of Hannahs. Hannah's given up three hits in the ballgame. Swing, ground ball, fair, in the left. A two-out single has the tying run on for Malacca in the bottom of the fifth. Johnson with the hit inside the bag at third. We'll see if they run for her. They did earlier, and they will again. A courtesy runner. This will be Sharame Erickson. This is for Johnson. So the batter becomes Mackenzie Horrigan, the Malacca first baseman. She has grounded to short and flown out to left. 0-for-2. Call ready in the pitch. Low, good stop, Brianna Meyer. Ball one. Tying run at first here in the bottom of the fifth, but there are two outs. Piers 2, Malacca 1. Here's the wind by Call. In for a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Standing up in the box from the right side is Horrigan. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball. Out of play. One ball, two strikes to Horrigan. The on-deck batter is the right fielder, Paige Quaintance, who is one for two. Call trying to end this inning here. Here's the 1-2 pitch by the sophomore. In, and it's a liner up the middle. It'll drop into center. And it's first and second. Back-to-back, two-out hits. With the pinch runner, or courtesy runner, Sharamé Erickson advancing to second. So the tying runs at second now for the right fielder, Paige Quaintance, and the go-ahead run now stands at first. Call delivers. Low as it crosses home plate for ball one. Quaintance singled, leading off the fourth. She's also grounded out to Claire Reardon at third. One for two. So that's five hits now for Malacca against Hannah Call. The next pitch, low. Good stop by Brianna Meyer. Two balls, no strikes. The catcher, Malena Sickink, is on deck. Need an out here. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Call. Good pitch. Over the fence on a foul ball down the third baseline. Makes it a two-ball, one-strike count. Brianna Meyer ready to accept that one high. 3-1 now. Pierce 2, Malacca 1, two outs, bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball. Out of play. And the count is now full to Paige Quaintance with two outs. Again, the courtesy runner, Sharamé Erickson, is the tying run at second base. Here's the payoff pitch from Call. Swing and a miss, struck her out. What a time to get her first strikeout of the ball game. Hannah Call gets a big strikeout. And Malacca, a pair of two-out singles, but they're stranded. And that takes us into the sixth inning. Pierce still with the lead. It's the Pioneers 2, the Wolves 1.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local.
All right, we're going to the sixth inning. I sense a run scoring rally here for the Pioneers as Brianna Meyer hooks one foul to start the inning. 0-1. Pierce 2, Malacca 1, top of the sixth. It'll be Meyer, Wytoszek, and Fisher for the Pioneers. Two runs on one hit, but that's good enough right now. Next pitch fouled back. Brianna has grounded out to short and moved a runner up with a bunt, and that was part of that two-run fourth that is the difference in the ballgame right now, a sacrifice bunt. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a drive to left. That ball is over the head of the left fielder. Myers around first, and she's going to lead off with a double. A line drive double gets over the head of Olivia Crott in left field on an 0-2 pitch. A big hit for Brianna Meyer. Now the Pioneers got to get this run home. They got to find a way to get Meyer home from second with nobody out. The batter's Caitlin Wytoszek. Only the second hit. That was a rocket off the bat of Brianna. She really got into that one. Here's the pitch to Caitlin. Showed bunt and offered at it. Here comes Meyer to third, and she's up without a throw. It popped out of the mitt of Sickink. So they have Meyer to third with nobody out. 2-1, Pioneers. Wytoszek at the plate. Low. Last time up, Caitlin hit a ground ball to third that was thrown away for an error, allowing the tying run to score. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Late swing by Caitlin. 1-2. Meyer with a leadoff double now at third. Nobody out. On deck, Kendra Fisher. The pitch. Off-speed, ground ball up the middle, base hit. Big RBI for Caitlin Wytoszek, and it's 3-1. Caitlin Wytoszek, the senior, on a two-strike pitch, driving one up the middle to score Meyer to add a big run to the Pioneers' total. 3-1. And now here's Kendra Fisher. She had an RBI single in the fourth. She shows bunt. It's inside on the corner for a strike. So the leadoff double comes home. I told you, I sensed the scoring rally here in the second, or in the sixth. We got it home. Still more to go, though. Nobody out yet. Never enough runs. Here's the pitch. Up high. One ball, one strike to Kendra Fisher. An RBI single in the fourth, called out on strikes in the second. 3-1 now. And the pitch. Bunted foul. Tried to sacrifice Caitlin up. Couldn't get it down. One ball, two strikes. Alyssa Gall scheduled up next. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball. Good cut right on it. 1-2. I really like the adjustments the hitters are making the second time through. Basically, they were being overwhelmed first time through the lineup by the hard-throwing Johnson, but they've made the necessary adjustments, and they're putting some good swings on the ball now. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, as I say that. Kenner goes down on strikes. Strikeout number 10 for Hannah Johnson. It's the first out of the inning, and it brings up the right fielder, Alyssa Gall. Still the bunt in play here. See if Alyssa can get a hold of one. She chops it foul to the third base dugout for a strike one count. Hannah Call moves into the on-deck circle. One out in the sixth. The leadoff double by Brianna Meyer. She scores on a Caitlin Wytoszek single up the middle. 3-1 Piers in the sixth inning. Johnson deals. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Alyssa Gall. Alyssa batting fifth. Lefty. A junior. Swinging a chopping swing. Got a piece of it right off the handle. Back to the backstop. Still 0-2. Piers goes to Royalton tomorrow and Rockford for two on Thursday. Then the playoffs. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Swinging up and high. 1-2 to Alyssa Gall. Wytoszek at first with one out. The wind in the pitch. High, good take. Alyssa Gall watched it. Two balls, two strikes. Rothenberg up at third. And Johnson now takes her sign from Sicking. The 2-2 fastball inside, and it's now full to Alyssa Gall. Three balls, two strikes. Wytoszek at first. Here's the pitch. Strike three called inside corner. Two down. And we get the pitcher now, Hannah Call, to bat. Hannah has grounded to short and been out on strikes. 0 for 2. That's 11 strikeouts for Johnson. With two outs in the sixth inning. The righty's pitch. Inside. 1-0 to Hannah Call. Malacca came into today with a record of 8-5. Piers 0-15, but possible upset brewing here in Malacca. There's a swing and a miss by Hannah. It's 1-1. Piers 3, Malacca 1, two outs in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Hannah swings and misses. Throw to first, and it gets by, but alertly backing it up is Malacca right fielder Paige Quaintance. One ball, two strikes. Big insurance run here in the sixth inning for the Pioneers. Here's the pitch. Low, taken by Call. 2-2. There's a band concert tonight. That's why the game got moved up early. And the 2-2 pitch down and in, forcing Hannah to jump over it. Full count. 3-2 pitch. And she's called out on strikes. She ends up striking out the side, but some damage done, some big damage. The leadoff double by Brianna Meyer, followed up by Caitlin Witoszek's RBI single. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now Piers 3, Malacca 1.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Dalton Brzezinka, a senior at Piers High School. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons successful so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support in Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports season in full swing, we encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is also free.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Bottom of the sixth, the catcher, Malena Sicking, to lead off for Malacca. It's 7-8-9 in the order against Hannah Call. Piers 3, Malacca 1. First pitch, ground ball, shortstop. Bozer can't handle it. Safe at first. Shelby picked up the glove a little bit early. And the runner's aboard on the second Pioneer error. And now we'll get a runner for Sickink at first. Madison Chores running again for the catcher. Here's the third baseman, Kaylee Rothenberg. It's Piers 3, Malacca 1. We are in the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it's offered at. It got by the catcher, Meyer. So it's a strike and a wild pitch moving Chores to second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Hannah Call. Here's the one strike. Strike two on the outside corner. For Malacca, they've scored a run on five hits with one error. They've stranded eight today. No balls, two strikes to Rothenberg. The pitch, swing and a drive foul down the line, out of play. Still 0-2. Hannah has one strikeout, but it was a big one. It ended the fifth with runners at first and second. At that time, the tying run at second base. Hannah got a strikeout to end that threat. Here's the pitch, high. One ball, two strikes. A leadoff error and then a wild pitch. Malacca has a runner at second with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch by Call. Swing and a miss. Got her. Big strikeout. One down. Strikeout number two for a Hannah Call in the ball game. Mary Paul will bat. Bat for Olivia Crott here. Pinch hitting roll in the sixth. One on, one out now in the bottom of the sixth inning. Piers leading Malacca 3-1. Right-handed hitting, pinch hitting, Mary Paul. And the wind in the pitch. Swing and a roller foul played by Claire Reardon. One strike. Top of the order, Christina Logering on deck. That big run in the top of the sixth right now providing a little cushion for the Pioneers. Here's the one strike. Line drive back to Bozer. She's got it. Shelby with the catch, and there are two down. A hard hit ball, but right at the Pier shortstop, Shelby Bozer. She's been busy this afternoon. Two down. And it brings up the center fielder, Christina Logering. First pitch, Logering takes it a little bit high for ball one. She is 0-for-3. She grounded back to Hannah Call to end the fourth. She's also grounded to second and lined to third. Putting the ball in play three times. That one's high. 2-0 to the center fielder, Logering. Runner at second, two outs, bottom of the sixth here in Malacca today. And the Call delivery. Swing and a drive to left center. That is going to get the gap. That's going to get Chores home from second. And the tying runs at second now on the two-out double by Logering. A booming double to left center by Christina Logering. And it's 3-2. And now the shortstop, Alex Plager. 0-for-2 with a walk. She's twice hit the ball to shortstop Shelby Bozer in the air. Walked and scored in the third. Here's the first pitch. Little bit high for ball one. That's Malacca's sixth hit, their first for extra bases, and it was a big one, a double to left center. No chance for Gross in center or Capser in left. Ground ball to Bozer on the ground to first, inning over. The Pioneers will head to the seventh inning with a lead. It's Piers 3, Malacca 2.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
All right, we're back at Malacca, and Lizzie Carson reaches on an infield single. She taps it to the left side off the glove of third baseman Rothenberg, and it trickles over towards short, and Lizzie hustles out an infield hit. Leadoff runner on, and here's Sammy Gross up high, but she offered at a bunt. One strike. So Lizzie Carson with a base hit to start. Pierce 3, Malacca 2. We are in the seventh inning. Way up at third are the corner infielders playing the bunt. Here's the one strike. Sammy bunts it in the air right to Sickink for the out. The catcher didn't have to move, just stood up and made the catch. One away. And now the left fielder, Megan Capser. Carson. They've tried to steal once, and that was the first batter of the game, and Shelby was thrown out. There's a big, long swing by Capser, 0-1. She has struck out twice. I'd try to steal here, Lizzie. Here's the pitch. High and outside. 1-1. Force the defense to make a play here. Top of the order, and Shelby Bozer on deck. Piers leading 3-2. One out, seventh inning. On the road in Malacca. Carson at first, one out. Here's the pitch. Outside. There goes Carson. Throw to second is... She dropped the ball. She dropped the ball. Oh, the umpire was shielded, and she dropped the ball. Umpire should talk about this one because the second baseman never had the ball. He was behind the fielder, and that ball was laying on the ground. So they're going to talk about this. And they're going to say safe at second. That's the right call. Sliding into second, Carson shielded the vision of the base umpire, and we could see it clearly that the ball was laying right, basically, in front of the runner. So a steal. Big runner at second now for Kapsner. Swing and a miss. Megan's out on strikes. Big strikeout there for Johnson for out number two. And now it's the shortstop, top of the order, Shelby Bozer. Struck out and walked twice. Time to clutch up with a big two-out hit here. Here's the pitch from Johnson. High and off the glove. Carson will get to third. A wild pitch. This is a huge run at third now for the Pioneers. A lot of pressure on the defense. Not a lot of room to the screen, but Carson's pretty fast. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Got a piece of it. One and one to Shelby Bozer. Pierce 3, Malacca 2, two outs, seventh inning. Johnson wants a new softball. Got it. Johnson ready to pitch now. 1-1 to shortstop Shelby Bozer. Strike at the knees. 1-2. Due up in the bottom of the seventh, 3-4-5 for Malacca. Carson at third, two outs, two strikes to Shelby Bozer. Here's the wind, low, 2-2. When Pierce got that big third run in the sixth inning, both hits came on two strikes. Myers double and Wytoszek's RBI single were two strike hits. Now it's 2-2 to Shelby Bozer. Here's the pitch by Johnson. Strike three on the inside corner, and we go to the bottom of the seventh. Pioneers are three outs from their first win. It's the Pioneers 3. The Wolves, 2.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Stay in touch with family with the latest devices from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Hi, this is Sarah. Get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S6 with a 5.1-inch quad HD display, 16-megapixel camera, and lightning-fast 64-bit processor for just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Hurry in and get on Verizon, America's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, on the east side of Little Falls.
With 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, other fees may apply. Coverage details.
Is your drive or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Piers 3, Malacca 2. First pitch, ground ball, right side. Call, can't field it, and safe at first. That'll be an infield single for Rachel Earhart. So the tying run is aboard to start the inning, and it brings up pitcher Hannah Johnson. A single, a walk, and a grounder to third. 1-for-2. Tying run at first. Winning run at the plate now for Malacca. Here's the pitch. Swing and a low, no, a low pitch. 1-0. Blocked by Meyer. So a little roller that eluded pitcher Hannah Call, allowing Earhart to reach. She's on base for the third time. There's a line drive, base hit to left, and it got by Kapsner. Here comes Earhart. They will hold her at third, and it's second and third. Oh, boy. That'll be a single and an error as the ball scooted under the glove of Megan Kapsner and left. And now we get the courtesy runner to second base, Sharamay Erickson. She represents the winning run. Nobody out. And the batter is first baseman Mackenzie Horrigan. Singled her last time up. She is 1-for-3. Tying run at third, winning run at second, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. Pioneers trying to hold on. Two on, nobody out. Here's the call, 1-0 pitch. Horrigan watches high. First base is open. Two balls, no strikes. On deck, the right fielder, Paige Quaintance. But the game might be down to this one swing here. Second and third, here's the pitch. Swing and a ball foul down the line and left. Got out in front of that and pulled it. 2-1 to Mackenzie Horrigan. Drama in Malacca. Bottom of the seventh inning. An infield single, then a single to left and an error. And just like that, the potential winning runs at second base with nobody out. The 2-1 call pitch. Inside for ball three. 3-1. And Coach Horning, I think, is going to visit with his pitcher, Hannah Call. He comes out of the dugout. Trying to settle his right-hander down a little bit here. Three balls, no strikes to the batter, Horrigan. The tying runner is Earhart at third. She's now 2-for-3 in the game with a couple of hits. Coach Horning back in the dugout. Three balls, one strike to Horrigan. Here's Call's pitch. Low, ball four, they're loaded. It sets up a force at any base, and the batter is the right fielder, Paige Quaintance. She is grounded to third, singled, and struck out. 1-for-3. Hannah Call's pitch. Quaintance leaves it high for a ball. That walk was the fourth of the game for Hannah. Base is full, nobody out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball down the line in left. That is fair. And Malacca will tie the game. They're going to send the runner. Here's Bozer's throw, and it's not in time, and Malacca has won the ball game. A double down the line in left by Paige Quaintance, and Malacca has rallied in the bottom of the seventh. Earhart and Erickson score, and a tough loss for the Pioneers here in Malacca. That ball was just fair down the line, and there was no hesitation by Coach Johnson waving Erickson around the plate to drive in the tying and winning runs. The teams shake hands, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we are wrapping it up in Malacca today, where the Wolves pull one off in the bottom of the seventh inning. They score two to rally for the win. Final score, Malacca 4, Piers 3. 4 runs on 9 hits, 1 error for the Wolves. They leave 11 on base today, while the Pioneers come up with 3 runs on 4 hits with 3 errors, with a total of 4 left aboard. Winning pitcher going the distance for Malacca is Hannah Johnson. She goes all 7 today, charged with 3 runs, 4 hits. She struck out 14 today, walked 3. Hannah Call goes the distance, ends up taking the loss. She will go 6-plus, didn't get an out in the 7th inning, allowing 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 4 base on balls. Malacca scored first. It was in the bottom of the third. An RBI single by Rachel Earhart made it 1-0 after 3. But Pierce came back, took a one-run lead in the fourth, plating 2. An error got Shelby Bozer home. Shelby had walked. And then Kendra Fisher's RBI single brought home Caitlin Witoszek, and Pierce had a 2-1 lead after the top of the fourth inning. They added a run in the sixth, a leadoff double by Brianna Meyer. And then the next batter, Caitlin Witoszek, singled up the middle, scoring Meyer. And Pierce had a 3-1 lead. Bottom of the sixth inning, Malacca got one back on an RBI double by Christina Logering, scoring Madison Chores. And it was 3-2 going to the seventh inning. Pioneers got a runner to third in Elizabeth Carson, an infield single, a steal, and then a wild pitch moved her to third, but they couldn't get her home, and that turned out to be a key factor as Malacca came up needing only one to tie in the bottom of the seventh. They got an infield hit by Rachel Earhart to start the inning. Then Hannah Johnson singled to left. Ball got away from Kapsner in left, allowing each runner to move up, so it was second and third with nobody out. A walk to Mackenzie Horrigan filled the bases. And then it was a double down the left field line by Paige Quainton, scoring Rachel Earhart, and courtesy runner Sherame Erickson with the tying and winning runs. And Malacca comes from behind to beat Piers 4-3 in a good ball game this afternoon. Pioneers already on the bus, and it's headed out of the parking lot. So the Pioneers fall to 0-16. They go to Royalton tomorrow. More softball for them. 9-5 now for Malacca. Coming up tomorrow, weather permitting, we're in Eden Valley Watkins. Baseball action. Pioneers and Eagles go at it as the CMC schedule winding down. Tuesday and then Thursday at home, a doubleheader with Rockford as the Pioneers closing in on a potential CMC title. 3 games left in the conference, including tomorrow, 4:30 from Eden Valley Watkins. Really good effort by the Pioneers today. Glad we were here to bring it to you if you couldn't make it here to Malacca. It was a good ball game. 4-3, Malacca beats Piers. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow in Eden Valley Watkins.